I've been a member of 9 jillion different unions. We didn't have any big radio station or newspaper to tell our side of the story. We didn't have no judges. We didn't have no police force. But we had people. I guess the first time I ever heard about a union, I wasn't any more than about 8 years old. And what I heard was the tale of the two rabbits. Seems there was a he-rabbit and a she-rabbit that a pack of hounds chased all over the countryside. Finally, these rabbits holed up inside a hollow log. Outside, those dogs was a-howling. The he-rabbit turned to the she-rabbit, and he said, well, what do we do now? And the she-rabbit just give him a wink. And she said, we stay here till we outnumber them. There once was a union maid. She never was afraid of the goons and the kings and the company minks and the deputy sheriffs who made the raid. Went to the union hall when a meeting it was called. Then when the legion boys come round, she always stood her ground. Ah, it can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Ah, it can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. The day I die. This union maid was wise to the tricks of a company spy. She couldn't be fooled by a company stool. Always organized the guys, always got her way. When she struck for higher pay, should show her card to the National Guard, and this is what she'd say. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Now you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. Well, gals, if you want to be free, just take a tip from me and find yourself a union man and join the ladies' auxiliary. Everything ain't hard. If you've got a union card, a union man has a happy life when he's got a union wife. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Now you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. Well, I wrote that song for the ladies' auxiliary because they asked me to. And when they heard the song, they say, well, Woody, that song is a nice song, but, you know, you only say ladies' auxiliary one time in the whole song. Well, I grabbed my pencil and I wrote them this one. The ladies' auxiliary, it's a good auxiliary. It's the best auxiliary that you ever did see. If you need an auxiliary, see the ladies' auxiliary. It's that ladies' auxiliary. The last union I belonged to was the National Maritime Union. That was in World War II. I guess the maddest I've ever been in my whole life is when I shipped out on a troop ship with 3,000 men, headed for France. Got out in the middle of the ocean, this big storm come up, that ship rocked and rolled, made a lot of us sick. We hadn't been across before. After the storm passed, somebody turned on the radio. This song blabbered out over the loudspeaker, and the name of that song was Born to Lose. Need that one hell of a goddamn song to shove down the throats of the United States Army on its way into a battle. I hate a song that makes you think you're born to lose. Bound to lose, no good for nothing, no good to nobody. Because either you're too old or too young or too fat or too skinny, too ugly and too this and too that. Songs that run you down and poke fun at you on account of your bad luck, your hard traveling. I'm out to fight these songs to my last breath of air and my last drop of blood. I'm out to sing the songs that will prove to you that this is your world. No matter how much it's knocked you down, whether it's thrown you for a dozen loops, rolled over you, no matter what size you are, what shape, what color, I'm out to sing the songs that will make you take pride in yourself, take pride in your work. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. California, to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. One bright sunny morning, in the shadow of the steeple, at the relief office, I saw my people. As they stood hungry, I stood there wondering if God blessed America for me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking, there was a sign there, and on that sign, but on the other side, it didn't say nothing. That side was